Morning. It is such a pleasure for me to be with you again. This morning, we are going to be looking at what I consider a troubling passage.
今天我们要来一起看的一段经文是让我觉得曾经很受困扰。
It is one you're all familiar with. It's the story of Mary and Martha.
大家可能非常熟悉，就是马大和玛利亚的故事。
Luke chapter 10, the very end, 28-32.
在路加福音第十章38节到42节。
Let me pray as we begin.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, you have given us your word, and while we don't always understand what it means, we have what it says, and we have your Holy Spirit to guide us.
天父，我们感谢赞美你将你的话语赐给我们。虽然我们不能够完全的明白，但是求你用你的圣灵在我们的里面帮助我们。
So I pray that you will condescend to use even my words to direct all of our hearts to your truth.
主啊，因此求你使用这个谦卑的器皿，借着我向你的百姓宣扬你的话。
We can only pray that because we know the power of the Holy Spirit is able to do it.
我们这样祈求，因为知道说你的灵大能运行在我们的里面。
In the name of Jesus, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
We like to work.
我们都非常喜欢工作。
Work gives us a feeling of satisfaction, and we tend to pervert it into something that actually earns us glory and credit with God.
因为工作让我们觉得有一种成就感，但是因着罪，我们就把工作扭曲了，用工作来给我们自己带来荣耀。
And ever since the fall, our work has been frustrated.
自从人犯罪堕落以来，这个世界就陷在深深的沮丧当中。
It doesn't always go smoothly.
事情都不是想象的那么顺利。
I suspect it was always hard, but now it's hard in a whole nother way.
我一直觉得说在这个世界已经非常困难，这样生存，但是现在的这种困难的程度又到达一个新的高度。
I have noticed, and indeed I've felt it myself, that appreciation goes a long way to encourage our working hard.
我自己观察到一点是说，人们总是激励我们要更努力的工作。
Some of the most difficult working environments are when we are not appreciated.
但是当我们被教导说要努力工作，但是没有人去欣赏、去感谢你为之付出的努力的时候，你就会觉得努力工作真的很难。
The leadership doesn't support us and acknowledge our value and it can lead to frustration and really bad attitudes.
比如当你的领导、你的领袖不支持你、不没有看到你的价值、不给你肯定的时候，你就会工作态度可能会很差。
I remember working for my dad one summer when I was in college, and he had started a new business, and I thought I was doing him a favor.And he thought he was doing me a favor.
我记得我上大学的时候有一个夏天，我就给我爸爸打工啊。那个时候他刚自己开始经营一个生意，我觉得我就是给他做他的帮手，但我爸爸其实觉得他是在给我一个帮助。
It did not make for a good mix relationship for us.
让我们父子俩的关系就非常不好。
And my attitude was really bad. It's the only time in my life I thought I wanted to leave home.
那我当时工作的态度也非常的糟糕。那个是我一生当中唯一的一次让我觉得我想要离开家。
It was a transformative time in my life.
那段经历改变了我的生命。
God was working on me.
神在我的里面动工。
But I think we're finding a similar situation in Luke chapter 10 with Mary and Martha. She is feeling very underappreciated.
在路加福音十章马大和玛利亚的这个故事里面，我们就看到马大也非常觉得说没有人去欣赏感激他努力所做的。
And she also developed a bad attitude.
那她的态度其实也非常的糟糕。
So let me read the passage.
让我们来一起来读。
Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with so much serving, and she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. And Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her.
路加福音十章三十八到四十二节，他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就进前来说：“主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。”耶稣回答说：“马大，马大，你为许多的事思虑烦扰，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。”
Now, into this situation, Jesus does something that he often does as the gospel in the Gospels.He does something we totally don't expect.
在这边耶稣按照他在福音书记载一贯的风格，他做了一件让我们很出我们意料之外的事情。
I've never read this passage, well, rarely read this passage, without thinking, gee, Jesus got it wrong this time.
我每一次读这一段文章，这一段经文，我就在想说，哇哦，耶稣这一次的判断好像不对，不公平。
I don't want someone managing me that way.
我绝对不希望我的经理或者我的领导这样来对待我。
It's like he's telling Martha, stop being such a baby.
基本上耶稣在说，你别像个小孩那么任性。
And I think Martha has a legitimate point, don't you?
而且我认为马大其实是有他自己的道理的。
We've kind of been where Martha's been.
那我们也经常觉得说自己这个心里面就像马大一样的这种感受。
So let me make Martha's case for a minute.
所以让我们来看看马大的这个例子。
Martha's doing a great thing. She's being a dedicated servant.
她非常忠心的服侍主。
She invited Jesus into her home. She didn't need to do that.
她邀请耶稣进到她的家里。
And as part of her hospitality, she's going to make him a meal. That's not an outrageous thing to do. It's probably normal and natural, and she didn't need to do that.
那她也没有人要求她这样做，但是她邀请耶稣到她的家里，并且为耶稣准备非常丰盛的一餐。
Now, some people read into the passage that Martha is too concerned with putting on airs and making the meal just right, but there's nothing here to indicate that.
有些人解读这一段的时候就觉得说马大可能是觉得忙不过来，因为他非常完美主义，想要这顿饭每一个细节都很完美。
I think she's just making a simple meal. There's no indication she's a workaholic, that she's focused on that.
所以这种猜测可能没有什么根据，而且我也不觉得说她一定是在做一个非常盛大的一餐，可能就是一个简单的普通的一顿饭而已。
No indication that she is running around fussing about every little thing, making sure everything is perfect and being anxious about that.
而且也没有证据表明说马大是个完美主义者，他只是在吹毛求疵的弄一些细节，所以说他自己这么崩溃。
Now Jesus says she's concerned about many other things, and we're going to talk about that in just a minute. But for now, she's doing a good thing.
耶稣说他为许多的事情思虑烦扰，我们一会儿会讲这些事情。但是从现在目前来看，他在做一件好事。
I was a number of years ago, I was in a group with 24 other pastors, and I asked all of them as a group. I said, do you want to preach on this passage?
很多年前我在一个小组，这个小组里面有25位牧师。那 有一次我就问这些牧师说，有没有人愿意讲这一段马大和玛利亚的正道，用这一段。
Their answer was no, we need more Marthas.
所有的牧师都回答说，我不想讲，因为我们的事工需要更多像马大这样的人。
Most churches suffer from a lack of volunteers. They need more people engaged in being part of it. So it's a scary passage to preach for many pastors.
大部分的教会都缺乏自愿出来服侍的人，做工的人，所以很多的牧师都不愿意讲这一段的经文。
I had a professor in seminary who said one of the problems is we have too many people in our pews who just sit, soak, and sour.
我在神学院的一个老师曾经讲说，我们坐在周日坐在下面听到的这些人里面有太多的，他们就是想只坐在下面，坐在耶稣的脚前听到。
Could you pull off an alliteration with that?
I try.
Not really good. Good for you. And unfortunately, we think that we're telling people to be like Mary, that just sit there and do nothing, and that's what this passage is about. I hope we'll come to a different conclusion here.
所以当大家看到这篇经文，非常直接的理解就是说，我们的期待就是说，大家都坐在耶稣的脚前听到，什么都不做。
But I'm not done. Mary, there's something else. Not only is Mary being a dedicated servant,Martha, excuse me, being a dedicated servant, she's doing exactly what Jesus had just taught.
在这里，马大其实不仅仅她在做一件美事、好事，服侍耶稣，而且她其实正在实践耶稣刚刚教导过他们的。
So he just taught the parable of the Good Samaritan.
耶稣在前一段刚刚教导这个关于好撒玛利亚人。
Remember that the lawyer of the law, that is the scriptures, asked, what do I need to inherit eternal life? And he said, love God and love your neighbor as yourself.
有一个律法师起来试探耶稣说，我要做什么才可以承受永生？耶稣说，你要爱你的邻舍如同自己。
I'm not sure Martha knew she was loving God at this point.Jesus is the Son of God, but she certainly was loving her neighbor in very practical ways.
我不确定说马大现在知不知道他所服侍的是神，是神的儿子。但我确定说马大在这里其实在实践耶稣的教导，关于爱邻舍如同爱自己。
So the lawyer had, if you remember the parable, the lawyer had understood Jesus's question, what does the scripture say?He said you need to love God and love your neighbors yourself. But in order to justify himself, he wanted to know who his neighbor was so he could narrow the field about what that meant.
这个律法师起来试探耶稣问这个问题呢，他其实明白神的话，但是他为了显得自己有理，他就想把这个，他就又问一个问题，他问耶稣说，谁是我的邻舍呢？
So Jesus did another shocking thing. He made a Samaritan the hero of this story because it wasn't so much about who your neighbor is as about what kind of neighbor you are.
所以耶稣就讲了这个撒玛利亚人的好撒玛利亚人的比喻，在他的这个比喻里面，撒玛利亚人是一个英雄式的人物。所以耶稣的点在于说，不在乎谁是你的邻舍，而是你是别人的什么样的一个邻舍。
So here's Martha.And here's Jesus, an itinerant preacher, a rabbi who needs a place to stay and who needs to eat, and he's dependent upon other people's hospitality, and Martha steps up and is providing it.
所以接下来紧接着就是马大和玛利亚接待耶稣，耶稣走遍各个的地方传道，他需要有人打开他们的家接待他，有地方住，有食物吃，那马大和玛利亚就正在做这件事情。
It's not clear if she was even there to hear him speak this, right? Because he came to Bethany where she was. So she's not just trying to prove that this is what she is. She's just doing it. And she's doing exactly what Jesus talked about. She's the patron saint of all those who are sacrificial givers.
所以马大大概也没有听到耶稣讲这个好撒玛利亚人的比喻，他所以他不是为了证明自己说是一个自己是一个好的邻舍，但是他现在所做的这种热情的接待耶稣就是正是耶稣所教导的。
I think of nursery workers, of people in the sound booth, or who are doing the translation, people, mothers who get one day a week for working 380 days a year, one day out of the year they get. It amazes me how many people fall into this category of doing work that is very often unappreciated.
所以这样的圣人总是无私的给予，比如说在教会服侍做音响，或者是一个妈妈她全年要无休的照顾自己的婴孩，很多这样的辛苦的日复一日的工作其实没有被看到，也没有被感恩。
I think you're with me when I say, so what's the problem here?
所以
what's Martha doing wrong?
所以我想大概讲到这里，大家就都在问这个问题。马大到底做错了什么呢？
The problem is that loving and serving people is not enough.
问题在于爱人并且服侍他们还不够。
In fact, it will always go wrong.
永远都是都会出问题。
Look at what's happening to Martha. She is loving people. She is serving.And yet she develops an attitude, bitterness.
马大的问题在于他在爱耶稣，他在服侍耶稣，但是他的心里面有生出这样的苦毒，以至于他的态度很恶劣。
You can just imagine what's going on as she's preparing the food, and she's noticing that Mary's not helping, and she's no longer thinking about Jesus. She's no longer thinking about anything other than where on earth is Mary.
你可以想象在他忙乱预备食物的时候他注意到说他的妹妹没有来，玛利亚没有来帮他，所以他脑子里想的不再是我怎么样爱耶稣服侍耶稣，而是说这个玛利亚到底跑到哪里去了。
You ever grouse to yourself like that?
你有没有过这样的时候呢？
It is so easy to compare ourselves and to wonder where everybody else is when you're working hard, and others are not. At least it appears.
当你在努力工作的时候，非常容易进到一个状态，是你就在心里面苦读抱怨，想说其他的人都到哪里去了？为什么就是我在这里辛辛苦苦的服侍和工作？
That's Martha's problem.
这就是马大的问题。
And I think the reason she feels the frustration is because she actually missed the parable of the Good Samaritan.
我想她这么痛苦的在服侍，就是她没有真正的了解好撒玛利亚人的比喻。
Now I'm not suggesting it was a real story. It was a parable. Jesus could have just made it up. He could have been real. We actually have no idea. But she's got the same problem that the lawyer had.
我不确定耶稣讲的好撒玛利亚人是真的发生过的事情，还是或者是一个比喻，没有证据。但是马大在这里，他所出问题的地方，跟这个起来试探耶稣的这个律法师是同样的一个问题。
When the lawyer asks, "What do I need to do to make sure I have eternal life?" Jesus does what he often does.He responds with a question of his own.
当律法师起来问耶稣我该做什么才可以承受永生的时候，耶稣给他的回应就是耶稣一贯都是这样回应，就是用他的问题来回答他自己。
He says, well, what's your opinion? How do you read the law?
耶稣问他说律法上写的是什么，你念的是怎么样呢？
And the lawyer said, you shall love your neighbor with all your heart and all your soul and all your might.With everything you have, and you'll love your neighbor as yourself.
律法师回答说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。”
Well, that's when he wants to restrict who extends his love as a neighbor to. Remember, this is a self-righteous attorney, if you will, a lawyer who wrangles about words in the law, and they were in charge of telling everybody else what the law meant, what the scriptures meant.
大家要记得在这里，问问题的这个人，这个律法师，他们非常擅长于把这个研究，摩西的律法里面的字句，并且他们的工作就是要教百姓，关于神的律法。
You know, he was trying to justify himself. That, I don't think necessarily that's Martha's problem. I don't think she was arrogant. I don't think she was any of those things. Martha was a servant. She's already working.
这个律法师呢，他为了显明自己的义，他显明自己有理。但是马大我相信他不是这样的。
What's her problem? I think her problem is she's trying to please men, people.
但马大的问题是他尝试在取悦人。
She needs to be working for God and God alone.
他需要服侍的和取悦的只有神自己。
It's amazing how that changes perspective of work when we're working unto the Lord, not for other people's praise and for their words of kindness to us.
那明确这一点就能够改变我们的态度，让我们知道说，当我们在服侍的时候，我们是在为主做的，为了取悦主、顺服主，而不是为了得到别人的赞美和夸奖。
We're for the credit. You know, one of the things about us ever since the fall is we're still trying to earn our way. Christianity is the only one where you earn nothing. It's all about grace. That's hard when you're working.We want to get paid. And that's the way our whole economy works. That's the way our social interactions work. Everything works that way. I can't speak of China and your culture, but I think that's deeply woven into our fallen, broken nature.
自从人类犯罪堕落以来，我们总是想透过自己的努力来挣得一些东西，一些报酬，一些回报。尤其在我们努力工作的时候，那我们得到我们有薪水，但是基督教是唯一一个信仰说你没有办法通过努力得到任何的事情，神的恩典是白白的赐给我们的。
It seems like we have this fairness barometer built inside of us, where we're always measuring whether it's fair or not. And Martha doesn't think this is fair.
就好像我们的里面有一杆秤，总是在衡量说这个公不公平，这个我得到的报酬，是不是我付出努力应得的？所以在马大的里面也在这样衡量说，他妹妹这样对他实在是不公平。
You know, there was a study that was done. I think a bank did it, and they discovered that when people are in lines at different tellers at a bank, it didn't bother them how long it took.It bothered them if somebody came in after them and got served before them because they got in the wrong line.
有这样一个有意思的调查，有人去观察和研究，就发现说，你到银行办理业务，你不管等的那个排队有多长，大家都觉得还好，就等。但是大家会非常非常生气，如果有一个人进来了以后，他比你后来，但是他先接受到服务。这个时候大家就会觉得非常恼火，非常生气。
That's when many businesses started creating one line feeding into four different places, and it felt better, right? Still feels better.
这就是人们的心理。为什么现在很多的服务业都是你就排一条队，不管你是做什么办理什么业务，这样大家心里就感觉平衡一点。
You know, serving people was not enough for Martha. It didn't satisfy her soul.
服侍主服侍人并没有给马大的心里带来满足，他的灵魂里面还想要更多。
Loving God and making that your motivation is the only thing that will transform that.
爱神认定神是唯一一个可以改变我们生命的一条道路。
That's why loving God with all your heart comes first. That's the foundation for loving our neighbor.
这就是为什么诫命的第一条是尽心尽性尽意爱主你的神，第二条才是爱你的邻舍。
When Jesus says, Martha, Martha, you're worried about so many other things, he's not talking about the food preparation. She was worried about Mary. That's what she was concerned about. Wasn't doing her part.
当耶稣说马大马大你为许多的事思虑烦扰，这个许多的事不是说做饭或者是怎么样招待耶稣，而是他让他烦扰的是他的妹妹没有帮助他。
Sometimes we think that the better part that Mary chose was sitting at Jesus' feet, and there may be some truth to that, but I think it was actually loving Jesus that was the better part.
很多时候我们理解耶稣说玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，就是坐在耶稣的脚前听耶稣讲道。我想那个只是一部分，另外更大的一个层面上是说玛利亚爱主。
The reason the first commandment, loving God with everything, has to come first is because we can't do it on our own. Without being filled with God's love for us, we will never be able to pour out love to others without it turning to bitterness. Because it will often be, the word we use is unrequited. It will often be, not be returned.
很多的时候，为什么耶稣在这边回答说，诫命的第一条是尽心爱主你的神，因为除非我们让神的爱充满我们的里面，我们是没有办法打开心去爱别人的。很多的时候，若是神的爱没有充满我们，我们所做出来的就是苦读，因为我们的心里觉得这不公平。
Appreciation will come in the end if it doesn't come sooner. But Martha, just like us, we need to live our life before an audience of one.
很多的时候，对于我们努力工作的这种感激和回报，若是暂时看不见，它终究会有回报，会有感激。但是玛利亚所做的就是，她的人生不是一个表演在别人面前，而是她的观众只有一位，就是主耶稣。
There's a passage in 1 Thessalonians where Paul is really defending his ministry among the Thessalonians, and he says some remarkable things. Starting in chapter 2, verse 4, he says, But just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not to please men, but to please God who tests our hearts.
First Thessalonians,
that's 2:4.
2:4. 帖撒罗尼迦前书二章四节，但神既然验证了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲。不是要讨人喜欢，乃是要讨那查验我们心的神喜欢。
For we never came with words of flattery, as you know, nor with a pretext for greed. God is witness. Verse 5.
因为我们从来没有用过谄媚的话，这是你们知道的，也没有藏着贪心，这是神可以做见证的。
And then in verse 6, nor did we seek glory from people, whether from you or from others.
我们做基督的使徒，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或向别人求荣耀。
Paul is saying his ministry was not about pleasing people; it was about pleasing God.
保罗在这里说，他们的事工服侍主不是为了讨人的喜欢，而是为了讨神的喜欢。
And God knows his heart.
并且神看重我们的心。
It's a good thing because it turns out Paul wasn't very good at pleasing people.
这样保罗在这里说的其实很好，因为他也很擅长让大家都喜欢他。
We often think of Paul as the most powerful writer in the New Testament, started all these churches, great missionary, but the people of his day thought he was puny, that he wasn't very wise, that his words weren't very, very good, and they always were rebelling against him. He had very little glory in his own time.
我们看保罗经常看他说，他在写了很多新约圣经的书信，然后他又 去布道旅行，他是一个非常高大的很荣耀的一个形象在我们基督徒的眼中，但在他当时的人看他其实是说他言语粗俗，然后人也其貌不扬，然后不管他去哪里布道，这些人听到的都会反对他。
Read the book of Acts, and you will see not only did he successfully plant churches, but he also planted churches that inevitably rebelled against him.
如果你读《使徒行传》，你就会发现， 保罗是很有神的大能，他建立教会，但是他建立的这些教会起来反对他。
Now he is indeed one of the greatest Christians in history, but we appreciate him much more now than they did at the time.
他毫无疑问，保罗是神使用的大能的使徒，但是今天我们对于保罗的感激，我们认为他很伟大，有很多的荣耀，其实是比他在当时为神这么努力的工作，那些人其实对他是心里毫无感激的。
When you get old, you start to fall apart.
年纪大了就是这样。
He was constantly facing criticism. The only way he survived was because he was not living to please others, but to please men, and he was serving them, but to please God, and he was serving the very ones who didn't appreciate him.
保罗在他的服侍的那个时代，遭遇很多的迫害，很多的反对，很多人起来攻击他。指责他，但是唯一让他能够竭力服侍主、传扬福音的原因，就是他没有为了要取悦别人，而是他只取悦那位鉴察人心的主。
I find it remarkable that we tend to think that should never happen to us.
我觉得非常有意思的是，我们常常觉得说保罗所遭遇的事情永远不会发生在我们身上。
He wants our heart, and he wants our heart for people.
他神想要的是我们的心，并且我们可以从心里面发出来去爱别人，爱我们的邻舍。
God will measure us by our faithfulness and our love for Him, not by our activities.
Not by our
activities.
Activities. 神衡量我们评价我们的标准不是说你做了多少事，你有多努力，而是说看你的心有没有爱神，有没有忠于神。
Even though we should serve our neighbor and love our neighbor, it wasn't good enough for Martha, it wasn't good enough for Jesus, and it's not good enough for us.
即使去爱你的邻舍，服侍你身边的人，但仅仅做这个做这些外面的事工，是对耶稣来说，对神来说是。对我们来说也是不够的。
Sacrificial giving, when it is not motivated by a deep love for God, will almost always turn sour, will turn to bitterness.
若是你无私的奉献、给予、服侍、牺牲自己，但却不是出于爱，不是出于对神的爱的话，几乎每一次都会最终会变成苦读和愤怒。
Hard work and overwork don't lead to burnout. Serving something other than God as your motivation, love for Him leads to burnout.
关于你的动机，在你努力工作的时候，其实努力工作和尽你的全力去做好某一件事情，并不会导致你burnout. 就是人完全枯竭了。而是当你完全进入完全枯竭的这种状态，就要检查你自己的动机，说你是不是在服侍除神以外的一件事情或者一群人。
Listen, if God is calling you to love somebody, then He's calling you to do it, and you're loving Him when you're loving them. Look to God for all the sense of joy and satisfaction and peace in the midst of that. Don't look to the people you're serving.
神给我们的呼召是去爱神、服侍神，透过爱我们身边的人、服侍他们、为他们牺牲，来彰显出来你对神的爱。但是在这个过程当中的时候，让我们的眼睛定睛在耶稣基督自己的身上，而不是去看被我们服侍、被我们爱的这些人。
That will absolutely change everything.
这个会让一切都变得不一样。
The reason, That summer I was working for my dad changed my life was because I realized that it wasn't because I was doing my dad a favor that I was there, and it wasn't because he was doing me a favor I was there. I was there because God put me there. And I determined that my job was to love my dad. And within 2 weeks, it absolutely revolutionized our entire relationship. It never went there again. And eventually, although it took, I think, 42 years, he came to faith in Christ 6 weeks before he died. But the seeds of that were sown during that transformative time that I was working for him.
神转变了我的生命，就在我为我父亲打工的那个夏天，我就意识到说，不是我在帮他，也不是他在帮我，而是我之所以在那边为他工作，是因为神把我放在那里，放在他的手下，放在那个位置上。那我就接受了说，我的工作在那里就是去爱和支持我的父亲，这个，然后我们的关系就进入了一个非常神完全的转变了我们的关系，但是我爸爸在那之后42年，在他去世之前的6周才决定信主归入主耶稣，但是我想那个福音的种子在那个夏天已经种在他的心里。
You're familiar with 1 John 4:4, we love because God first loved us.
我想大家都知道约翰一书4:4，我们爱因神先爱我们。
If you understand, think deeply about that, because we are so deeply loved by God, we can abandon all thoughts of ourselves and focus on loving God and loving other people. That's the foundation. If we don't have that foundation, it never works.
我们爱人和服侍主和爱神的基础就是说我们的心完全被神的爱所充满和满足，以至于说我们做所有这些事情的根基和动机是因着我们爱神。
Your mom or your dad or your husband or your wife or your children or your boss may not love you, but God does.
即使你觉得你的父母、你的孩子、你的配偶、你的老板都不爱你，但是你要知道神爱你。
And if you will engage and deeply understand that and receive that, you will be freed to love without any bitterness.
若是你接受并且认定这样一份爱，完全的让耶稣的爱充满我们你就会发现，不论你的工作和服事多么的沉重，它都不会让你的心里觉得苦毒。
And you'll be able to love with a kind of reckless abandon that really is modeled after Christ's love for us.
你就会发现，我们头脑里关于自己的那些思想、那些想法，就都很容易就抛弃了我们唯一在意的就是主怎么样看我们。
Let me read just a couple of passages, and they're pretty quick. 2 Thessalonians 3, Paul writes, "Do not grow weary in doing good."
Second Thessalonians, which chapter?
Oh, 3:13.
帖撒罗尼迦后书3:13，弟兄们，你们行善，不可丧志。
I don't have Chinese for you, but and let us Galatians 6:9, let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up.
加拉太书6:9，我们行善不可丧志，到了时候我们就要收成。
Hebrews 12:3, consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted.
希伯来书12:3，那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。
These are words of encouragement to hang in there in the midst of the difficulty of work, because we're fallen, and our fallenness, and not that our work is hard, but keeping God's love always at the forefront in the midst as our motivation is what's so very hard for us.
这几节经文盼望大家能够紧紧地抓住他们回到这些经文里面当你遇到挑战在工作的里面，不是因为你的工作有多难 而是要回到我们做所有事情的动机是神先爱了我们。
So let me pray. Father, thank you for your love for us. It has changed everything.
天父，感谢你爱了我们这实在是改变了所有一切的事情。
Help us to love you, Lord, with all our heart, soul, might, mind, body, and as living sacrifices.
主啊，求你帮助我们尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱你并且真是把我们自己献上，当作活祭。
And help us love your people and the people whom you died for.
帮助我们爱你所拣选的我们的弟兄姐妹，因为你为我们每一个人的罪死了。
With a deep sense of peace and satisfaction that we are following you.
让我们有这样满足的喜乐和平安，因着你拣选我们，所以我们要来跟从你。
And we are loving them in your name for your glory.
帮助我们能够爱自己的邻舍，是为着荣耀你的名。
Father, we're praying this because we do love you.
主啊，我们真的是爱你。
And because you have loved us so well in Jesus.
因为你借着你的儿子耶稣真是这样的爱了我们。
Amen.
Amen.